Hey, this is Matt Blake from the SoCal Sound production team. We thank you for listening to the SoCal Sound and appreciate you checking out the live sessions. These sessions are listener supported, so please consider becoming a subscribing member. Your contribution helps keep us filming and recording live sessions like the one you're about to hear. Just click subscribe now on the SoCalSound.org homepage and make sure to credit live sessions on the drop-down menu. Thanks again and enjoy another SoCal Sound session.
Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? Byron Gonzalez here. This is for the SoCal Sound Sessions. And today I'm super, super excited because I finally have one of my favorite artists. Not that all the other artists that I bring to you are not my favorites, but this one I've been following for a while. I've seen her twice, and now we get to have a cool studio performance in there, and I get to talk with her. I'm talking about Vanessa Zamora, who just released a new album called Dama Leona. You can check it out right here, somewhere. It's gonna be edited. Aquí tenemos a Vanessa Zamora. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Aquí,
un placer. Feliz de estar aquí contigo.
Ah, igual, igual. Es un viernes estupendo de tenerte aquí. Thank you so much for coming by. So let's get into it. I want to know a little bit more about Vanessa Zamora. It feels like I've talked to you so many times. We've talked digitally with a screen in front of us, but now I have you here. I want to know, what is one of your favorite foods?
Tacos.
Tacos?
I love tacos. Like, I never get tired of tacos.
De qué? ¿Cuál es tu preferencia?
Well, I'm from Tijuana, and I think that Tijuana has the best tacos in the world. Carne asada tacos. So I'm, like, all into those tacos. Kinds of tacos, like, maybe guisado or, like, tacos veganos, like vegan tacos, like everything, but I love tacos.
Okay.
I'm always up for tacos.
¿Y tú cómo has venido a Los Ángeles ya unas par de veces? ¿Qué piensas de los tacos aquí? ¿Qué tal que eres de Tijuana?
He comido muy buenos tacos. No me acuerdo los nombres exactos, pero sí he comido muy buenos tacos aquí en Los Ángeles.
Y, entonces, compara un poco.
Sí, sí, claro. Está como muy ahí los tacos.
Yeah, we got good tacos. ¿A ti te recuerdas cuando estabas creciendo, when you were growing up, ¿cuál fue uno de tus discos que sí escuchabas mucho, que te atrayó mucho, que no pudiste parar de escuchar?
Me gustaba mucho escuchar The Beatles,
really?
Pero como muchas canciones diferentes, o sea, no un disco específico. Like, I used to listen a lot to Blackbird. Because I wanted to learn how to play that song, so I kept listening to that song. But I mean, The Beatles was one of my biggest, has been one of my biggest influences, and also Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, kind of like listening to those both art bands, like I really liked it.
That's really cool. Did you end up learning Blackbird?
Yeah. I learned like I wanted to learn como arpegiar.
Uh-huh.
So I felt that was like the best song to learn, and it's a great song. So I still know that song.
Cool. You got to play it maybe a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have like a hidden talent that nobody knows about? Maybe something that like it's useless, but only special to you, like a hidden talent.
I don't think it's useless. I think it's very useful, but I'm very good at cooking. Like,
okay.
I really enjoy cooking. Like, I feel like it's the same process as making music. So cooking is like one of my talents.
That's cool. You're very creative in a lot of aspects.
Yeah, I can make anything out of what I find in the fridge. I'm like, I'm going to invent something, and I'm always super good.
That's cool. You should do a Vanessa Zamora cookbook. I'd buy it. When you're on a budget.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, what was one of the first bands you ever got to see live?
It was Café Tacuba.
That's cool.
Café Tacuba was one of the first bands that I saw live that really, like, I felt so many things, and I was like, I want to be on stage transmitting what they are transmitting to me, you know? So they were a big influence.
So do you think when you went to see that show, you're like, was that one of the moments where you're like, I want to be an artist, make music, or was it before?
I think it was before that, but once I started going to concerts, and like Café Tacuba was one of those concerts that I really enjoyed it, because they're all playing, executing instruments on stage, and like the presence of Ruben Albarrán on stage and everything. Like, I really felt that energy. So I was like, wow, this is a great show. And I really couldn't get my eyes off, you know, the performance and everything. So Café Tacuba, I mean, they're an amazing band. They make have amazing tracks. So yeah, that was one of those moments.
Wow, that's cool. What was like your first instrument that you learned?
Piano.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you always just hear piano in your stuff.
Yeah, piano is like something that it's an instrument that I've always had on, like, in my house. My dad plays piano, my mom plays piano, my grandma used to be a piano teacher.
Cool.
And even in my family, those who didn't play piano, they always had like a piano, like in a decorative way, like in their living room. So I always like opened the piano and like started playing. And my parents saw that curiosity in me, so they were like, maybe we should like support her, like maybe she's super curious with music. So, but I always knew in my heart that I wanted to make music. Like, it's everything that I've done, and like, I don't know, I don't see myself doing anything else. I mean, I do see myself doing something else, but like, music is always going to be like the, you know, the core of my mission in life.
Yeah, I'm sure if you didn't have it, you would, in one way or another, even if you were happy, you wouldn't feel complete, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's how I feel sometimes too, even though it can be a tough business.
It is, but music is so fulfilling that, you know, it's involves a lot of things, emotions and like passion and patience and like a lot of stuff revolve around being a musician, but it's so satisfying how you can really transmit what, like, your perspective on the world, like your feelings, how you feel, and that's the way you connect with other people, you know. Like, we come to this world and we feel, like, we all feel, you know. So it's, for me, it's super beautiful to be able to verbalize what I'm feeling and to connect with people through that, you know, that I'm feeling like this, but maybe Vanessa said it in this song and I really understand what I'm feeling, you know. So it's very powerful to have the emotions as my main inspiration.
Even through like your first album and then Tornaluna and Dame Leona, like I feel that every time I hear it. That's why I think you're one of my favorite artists, because the lyrics come out and they're not super obvious all the time, but sometimes they are, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why I connect with you so much. And just your musical composition is also very good. So that leads me into Dame Leona, your new album. What journey were you aiming to take people on? For me, it felt like a cinematic, because it started with Mar. It made me feel like you were like on this wave of life. And then it just kind of went into everything. And what was there a goal you had when you first started creating Dame Leona?
My goal was to first off, like, transmit what I was feeling at different points of my life during like 4 years. But when I started doing those songs, like, I didn't know yet that I wanted them to be part of an album. So I was just like songwriting, like just putting myself, you know, out there, like in my songs and like writing and like feeling, and like was going through a really emotional, you know, when you have these moments in life that you're like, this is really like a moment, you know, like I'm going through something that I've never felt before, and like it's super dark, and like we're always, you know, living these types of experiences through life, but there's moments that you're like, this is a heavy one, you know. So that was one of the heavy moments that you pass on life. And I was like, I can't like really describe what I'm feeling, but I feel like I'm dying inside. Like, it's like I'm alive, but I'm not really alive, because I'm not enjoying anything, and nothing that I'm doing makes sense. So I started making this album through me feeling this like very dead inside, and like wanted to become like to be reborn through my music. So that's why I wrote the song Morir Naciendo, which is about that, basically. You know, like you die and you are rebirth, you know, like rebirth. And it was like you die so many times during your life because you have to evolve, right? Mm-hmm. So this album in general is about emotions and how through your emotions you evolve. And it could be through love, it could be through heartbreak, it could be through your own like existential thoughts about why you're here, what you want to do. So that was like the main focus. And La Maleona means someone that really like really knows that you're going to feel anxious, you're going to feel sad, you're going to feel depressed, you're going to feel happy, you're going to feel a lot of things, but that is part of existing. It's not like you have to victimize to it, you know. It's like if I'm alive, I'm going to feel, and it's better for me to hug all my emotions, and that makes me super powerful because I know it's part of my existence. So La Maleona for me is like the duality between my feminine and masculine side, you know, like the duality of, you know, everything. And like I just hug everything and I'm like, I'm alive and I'm gonna feel this, and this knowing this makes me feel powerful. So that's what La Maleona is about.
Yeah, it's a strong album. I definitely felt it, not only in the production of it, but your lyrics. Yeah, Morir Naciendo is a good example, and then how you started the album. I also thought it like as like it's a transformative piece. I mean, you come out of it, you go into it as Vanessa Zamora, but you come out of it as a Dama Leona.
Yeah.
You know, Dama Leona. Yeah. I really like that name.
Yeah, I really connect with that name, and like I do feel myself as Dama Leona. Like it's something that I really resonate with, and I hope that everybody that listens to the album like can feel like a Dama Leona or Dama León or whatever, you know, like just be able to feel their emotions and like become stronger through them. So that's what music is for me, just transmitting and communicating and like just trying to make people like think twice about what they're feeling and be like, what is this trying to teach me? Not why is this fucking me up, you know?
yeah.
So it's like always trying to see what the experience is trying to teach you at the time, you know? That's why it feels weird, because it needs to move you in some way, and sometimes it doesn't feel great, but it's the only way that you can really look inside yourself.
Yeah, and it changes you, right? Like again, you said it's always life is a transformative, no matter how many, I mean, even your skin cells every like couple days, couple weeks, they change. Yeah. So you have different skin every.
Yeah, and your nails grow and like your everything, you know, it's just all the time we're changing and we're transmuting and everything. So like it's just, I think it's beautiful just to be aware of that, you know, like that.
Absolutely.
And be aware that we're going to die, and that's that like death is the one of the things that we all human beings have in common, that we're all going to die. And the other thing is that we all feel.
Yeah.
So I think that those two, I don't know, like concepts or whatever, like really do
go well together.
Yeah, like they go well together and they make you think twice.
Well, with that said, like about feeling and, you know, not the death part, but I mean, when you look back at your album or when you're re-listening to it, or maybe when you're playing it live, was there like a funny moment, at least, or a happy moment that you had through the process of creating La Maleona?
Yeah, I mean, one of the happiest parts of it is recording it, like being able to be like, okay, this is a song, so musically, how am I gonna transmit this feeling? But yeah, I got to record with friends. I got to have a lot of process during the recording of the album. I made a lot of friends. Like I connected and I felt that I really grew as a producer as well. So it had a lot of it. Like it wasn't happy all the time. Like I'm a very emotional person, so I'm always like, I cried a lot, and then I was like trying to figure out how I wanted something to sound, and then, but yeah, I mean, making an album is like kind of writing a book. You're like just going through the chapters and being like, like ups and downs and everything. That's why, and I feel that a lot of artists can really relate to this, and they've felt it before. It's like when you release an album, it's like giving birth to a baby. Like it feels like you're just like giving birth to something and putting it out in the world. And it's a very beautiful feeling.
Right. I mean, and then people receive it. And then when you finally play live, people are like also feeling that same emotion that you probably felt, except you're giving them an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Right.
Live music is like the best ceremony of music.
Yeah. At the time of this recording, you're about to play the Paramount Theater, and I'm very excited. I've seen you a couple times already, and every time it's just a lot of fun. So I can't wait to see how Dame Leona translates on stage and what like version. I'm sure you have different versions of the song that you play live, like extended solos or stuff like that. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too. I always try to give more to my fans live, you know, not just like the song as it is. You know, I always try to give more and change the songs and like give a little bit more of a plus in each song. So yeah, I'm excited.
That's very cool. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the show. Is there anything else that you have coming up that you want to let the people know about? That I know you just released an album, but I know you're also very creative and you're always writing. Well, is there anything coming in the near future from Vanessa?
I think by now there's a song that's out that's called El Mundo Puede Esperar. So go listen to it. It's a song that I wrote not too long ago. I was in Austin, Texas. I was just like making music, and I was feeling very overwhelmed by the world, how quickly it's moving, you know, like this constant need of being productive. And like, I know we are aware of that, but sometimes we just get carried away by that, you know, with all of that's happening. So I was like, I wish the world could wait for me. You know, I wish I could just stay in my house in bed, just chilling and not have this pressure of doing stuff. So I just wrote this song like in a day, and like I did the whole production. I mixed the song myself as well. So I did like everything, and I got super involved. And I love this song. It's super different from anything that I've done before, but I'm really enjoying just like expanding myself through music as well and like doing some new stuff. So go listen to it. Yeah. El Mundo Puede Esperar, available.
Yeah, I'll be playing it on my show. Thank you so much for getting deep into your music and the process of Dame Leona. You're going to go in there right now and play a couple songs. So I'm very excited for that.
Me too.
Let me let the people know. All right, Vanessa Zamora, she's going to go in there, play three songs for you. Thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed today's SoCal Sound Session. Make sure you subscribe and make sure you listen to Dame Leona in its entirety. It's a pretty epic album. And I'm sure you've listened to it on my show, Bilingual Sounds, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. But yeah, thank you for watching and enjoy Vanessa Zamora's performance right now. Muchas gracias.
That was so nice being with you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you.
Difícil, tan lejano.
Oh,
muchas veces más. Tal vez un poco de tiempo vendrá.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.